Hey there, Mr. Trump. I did it. I did what I said I was going to do. I got the gold, I got the belt, and I'm bringing it to you to sit upon your desk. Fuck the Philadelphia Eagles and the Golden State Whiners. This belt is for you.
Toby, listen, shut up. Quit talking. Quit talking. What is this you just put on my desk?
This is my belt.
No, what is this? It feels fake.
No, this is a real belt.
No, don't argue with me, Colby. This isn't the real belt.
Mr. Trump, but...
Cut the music! Cut my music! I said cut my music!
But Mr. Trump, T. Woodley, he won't fight. This is the real belt.
Fake belt. This is a fake belt. Somebody get him out of my office.
No!
Get him out of my office right now.
Grab your patties, grab your patties. Crappy Patties!
What is up, guys? It's A&A MMA coming back at you with the quickest turnaround I think we've ever done.
For sure, 100%.
We just recorded on Thursday, dropped it on Friday, and now we're coming back to you on Sunday to drop on Monday.
So much has already happened, though, since Thursday.
I know, it's great.
Literally, it's a whole different shindig.
Peak timing is what we call it.
Yeah, for sure.
We are live on Twitch right now.
Live on Twitch for the very first time. We are letting the people see what it's like to...
podcast.
Yeah. We just showed them how to do our skit.
What is it like? You guys are so cute.
And
I think it's so cool that you do this.
Yeah, speaking of Twitch, we just last night I was mad schmizzled and was like, that kind of seems really easy. So I started twitching, and then all day today
I started twitching, and I took an Advil, and then I felt better.
My eye was just tweaking out. No, but I started doing Twitch. And all day today, I was on Fortnite and shit. So, you know, make sure you catch me on Fortnite for sure. About to be getting hella dubs with the homies. We were doing silly, goofy shit today. But, yeah.
Big building shit.
Hella marketing going on. Homeboy Crooks is officially... he's officially our homeboy. He's in there.
Yeah. Like, the boy.
Crooks is also fighting tonight on the ESFL fight card.
Yeah, we're
going
to...
And this one's... ESFL Revenge.
Right.
It's a revenge-based fight card, so we're about to maybe if
don't
it
cuff
gets
your
to it.
Thing like that.
Why? Does it sound bad?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you're good now.
Hello?
Hello? You can't hear that? It sounds like you're in a closet.
Hello? Hello, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Anyway,
but, yeah,
we're gonna run down UFC 225 that just happened last night, and then we're going to jump right into running down Crooks fight live.
Dude, that's going to be fun.
That's sick. This is great timing.
Literally. We've never gotten to do anything like this.
No.
And Tuesday. Dana White's Contender Series.
That means the return of Monty's Contender Corner.
Arguably, I don't know. We've had a lot of great
Are you going to Twitch stream that and comment on it? We should. No, main show's Tuesday. I can't.
Damn. That's fine. Maybe I'll do my own.
Yeah, do a chat or something. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I told Taylor. Like, even Taylor's behind me streaming from now on, so...
Hell yeah, a lot of things coming on.
In the fight card that's happening right now, I just want to mention this. It's Bruce Lee versus Frankie Edgar.
Monty sour face. So how does this work? Is this just like is this a bunch of fighters that are going to have their fights and then move on to the next round and fight again the same night?
Honestly, or is it... No, I don't think this is like a Grand Prix or anything like that.
Not
it's
tournament
just a fight.
Style?
It's a straight fight card.
Okay. I wonder what Crooks' record is.
Crooks, the last time he told his record, he was like 185-19.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but
that's
shout out
legit,
to Crooks,
dude.
Man. I've been watching Homeboy. He really puts it down, bro.
He does. So, I've seen his fights a few times.
Yeah,
and he shouted us out. Shout out the best MMA podcast in the world. You know, he
so
knows
now
what's up.
We're shouting him out. I don't know if he got our logo on his page yet, but
you know what? I didn't send him a picture of it. I just sent him the link.
Dick!
My bad. I couldn't find it. Dude, this phone shit's got me fucked up. I don't know where my pictures are.
We need
our
picture on his page.
I will find it, and I'll send it to him.
That's like the best advertising we can possibly get.
You're right. I'll work on that.
But we're back! Again. I got Chase... Just a quick story. I was walking into the LWM studio today, and a freaking dog chased me in. Get your dogs on a leash.
Yeah, we got cats around here. We're not worried. We're not
that
dog.
Acting out here wilding, bro.
Did he have a collar?
Yeah. He looked mad homeless, though.
Really?
Fuck off me.
That's sad. Aw, Carrie was telling me about this dog that's, like, behind her grandparents' house. And, yeah. like, I guess someone just left him there. And, it was, like, a bunch of homeless people living back there or something, like, in these woods. And he's, like, all dirty and sad looking. But he's, like, he's just old pup boy.
You're all dead. Dirty and sad looking. So, what's up with you and... No, I'm just kidding.
No, but, dude...
Play it off.
Dickbag. Your cat, dude.
Dude! I got to meet Spyro.
Dude, oh my god.
The legend of Spyro begins.
Right. That boy just hopped up on my lap and took a nap. He said, this is a good spot, and just...
Is he not the real... Like, one of the realest cats you've ever met?
So chill.
Like, off rip.
So chill. As a kitten, too. Like, crazy.
Gonna be a cool little dude.
Which one was that?
That wasn't Salem, was it?
Which cat just ran in the kitchen?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, Scotty might get his dick off anyway. So, like I said, we just had 225 happen last night. Great fight card, do you think?
Yeah. It was actually better than what I thought it was going to be because once Yoel Romero missed weight, I thought it was all over.
Yes, but the fight went on. It technically was not for a belt, but win or lose, Robert Whittaker was still going to leave the belt.
The with champ. The
belt. Yeah, the champ. Champ, champ. Champ camp.
And, man. Yeah, you just skipped to the final fight already.
I said regardless of who wins.
Oh.
No spoilers. All right, let's break it down from the bottom. We had Dana White Contender Series alumni Mike Santiago going up against Dan Ige. Didn't take Ige long at all.
No. Right away, dropped him with a right hand, kind of grinded up against him, got the takedown, and immediately sunk in the submission.
Mike threw one punch and landed none. That's what the stats are showing.
And Ige ended up, it was ground and pound, right?
Yes. TKO.
Yep. TKO victory for Dan Ige, getting his first UFC victory.
Yeah.
Mike Santiago is now 0-3. In the UFC.
Damn, they keep giving that boy some chances.
Does he get one more?
Doubt it.
I say he gets one or two more.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
cool. We're going to go ahead and move on to the... Oh, I'm sorry. Dan Ige defeated Mike Santiago via TKO 50 seconds into the very first round.
That's all it took.
Very quick first fight. Excuse me.
Going into the next fight. Clay the Carpenter Guida looked great at 155 ever since moving up, fighting short notice replacement Charles DeBronx Oliveira.
Arguably the greatest submission artist in UFC history.
One of them. At the lighter weights, for sure.
Charles Oliveira ended up sinking in a guillotine within 2 minutes and 18 seconds.
I don't know how that happened. I didn't see that coming.
It's Oliveira. He'll lock it up from anywhere.
But Paul Felder could withstand and then did what he did to him. Like, that makes that like even more of a statement.
Paul Felder's a savage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought Clay was going to be a savage in this, but man.
So, yeah. Charles Oliveira has now tied Royce Gracie for the most UFC submissions in history.
When I seen that stat, I could not believe that.
Yeah. That's why he's arguably the greatest submission artist.
Like, you tell me Damian Maia has less submissions than him?
That's true.
Wild. I wonder how many he has. I'm going to look that up later.
It's 10. Who, Damian Maia?
Yeah.
Probably like 9 or 8.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, DeBronx getting it done. First round sub. And I believe
2 minutes and 18 seconds.
No, he didn't get the bonus for that. Oh, did he? This shows he no bonuses.
He did.
Yeah, it's not showing me who won.
He got 50 G's. 50 G's, baby.
In the next fight, very important fight of the flyweight division. Joseph Jiu-Jitsu Benavides coming in after a 2-year layoff and noted on a 6-fight winning streak coming into this. Fighting Sergio Pettis, who just had, I think, he's only had, like, what, 2 losses in the UFC right now?
He's
coming off that loss to Henry Cejudo.
Yeah, he's only he's actually lost 3 times in the UFC.
Okay, cool. Anyway, I didn't really know what was going to happen coming into this. I thought Joe would take over, really, having been off that layoff and just what he did in the past, you know, looking fantastic. And Sergio said no, was catching him clean right off the bat. Joe had a really weird, like, stance, like his hand position, which is really odd. And Sergio was capitaling. He was getting nice counters and just outstruck him pretty much the whole fight.
Exactly what happened. And This was a split decision. 29-28. Well, I'm sorry. One judge had it 29-28 for Benavidez.
Mm-hmm.
Another judge had it 30-27 for Pettis, and then 29-28. I'm more on the 29-28 for Pettis.
Yeah.
30-27.
That seems a little much. I think Joe won at least one of the rounds. I don't remember which one exactly, but maybe it was the
first. But Sergio Pettis now moves up as that possible next challenger in the flyweight division.
And we did have some breaking news that happened just around that fight, too, during the broadcast.
During that fight. They were officially able to confirm it.
Yes. Henry Cejudo will be challenging Demetrius Johnson again in August.
True. So
can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
True. If Cejudo comes out with that karate shit like he did against Wilson Hayes,
that'd be crazy.
Oh, Henry McGregor. Okay.
But yeah, we'll be on the lookout for that. And that was a flyweight bout. Sergio Pettis defeated Joseph Benavidez 29-28, 30-27, and 29-28 for Benavidez. Moving on to the
featured bout on the Fight Pass prelims. Rashad Evans going up against Lionheart Anthony Smith. Both fighters just recently fought at 185. Both moving up to 205 to see what happened.
Told y'all.
Yeah.
What?
It took Anthony Smith about 50 seconds.
As soon as that fight was starting, I looked at Jack. I said, Rashad's about to get washed.
As he does.
Anthony Lionheart Smith landed an easy knee.
Doesn't he have a 94% finish rate or something like that?
Something wild.
Something crazy.
Bob comes in so crazy.
Bro, he just whips it now. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
His break's going to be shot in a month.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Anyway,
and
like
he's
we said.
Running. Maybe it's the dog chasing him. What up, Bob? Yo, a crazy dog chased me in here earlier.
Was there a dog out there?
Chased you here?
Yeah.
No, we like went out to his car, came back studio. In a... It was like a... What was that?
I don't know. It was a fucking dog.
Is it on the podcast?
No, I wish.
It was right before the podcast. I was walking in here.
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Yeah, there's a major dog problem in Goodyear Heights, bro.
Really? Like strays?
Yeah. One time I got chased by a Rottweiler, and it fucking chased me into my truck when I had a truck. I had to jump into the bed of the truck, and I lost both my shoes.
He took your shoes.
Yeah, he
punked you for your shoes. Yeah, damn, Goodyear Heights is no joke, guys.
He jacked me for my shoes.
Damn.
Fuck.
Dog's out here bullying us, bro.
Right. Yeah. Fucking.
That bitch ran up on me with me and Slim about to go out guns blazing tonight, boys.
Damn. I'm breaking two beer bottles on my way out.
Yeah.
You just gotta fucking yell at him to make them know who's boss.
Dog pound shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
Oh, Bob. Okay.
Anthony Lionheart Smith knocked out Rashad Evans.
I really thought he was getting chased by a dog, though. He ran up the porch.
Who, me?
No, Bob.
Oh. He zooted it up there,
okay.
Bro.
Bob's just on the quickness now. He's got the quick car. He's got the quick movements. He's ready.
I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Anthony Smith getting the knockout with the knee and a couple punches following after.
Awesome UFC Fight Pass preliminary card. Literally. Good job, UFC.
Yeah. Go pay your $10 and watch that.
Moving on to the preliminary card on FS. One!
Them dang old big old boys, you know what I'm saying? Rashad Coulter going up against Chris De La Rocha.
This was the most sluggish fight of all time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yucky. These
yucky?
Two, yeah, it was yucky. That's the best way to describe this fight.
That's fair.
It was a straight slugfest. Just throw everything you have. They were gassed by the end of the first round. Once it got to the second round, they could barely even lift their arms. I mean, all Chris De La Rocha had to do was literally punch the man. Literally land like 2-3 punches and it's over, and he couldn't even do it.
Nope.
Eventually, though, I mean, it was almost to the point where they were going to stop the fight because of amounts. That would have been the first time ever, Slim.
What do you mean?
Like, they were going to stop the fight via mount.
Oh, yeah. That would have been really weird if they did that.
I don't agree with that. Chris De La Rocha defeated Rashad Coulter.
I'm trying to find the clip that I think.
3 minutes and 53 seconds into the second round.
Do you remember what the page was of the clip I tagged?
Probably the MMA game or something like that.
MMA game. Will you look it up real quick?
I can't, bro.
Why not?
I'm streaming on Twitch.
Oh, yeah, you are. Okay, anyway, in between rounds, Rashad's coaches said,
He's a big Mexican with a big head. You can't be brawling with him like this. You need to move.
Yeah, here. It's all yours. Don't pay me for it.
I'm paying you a dollar.
Buying wraps with any name of man.
I'm out here selling Lucy's. About to get fucking arrested and shit.
Single Stokes and shit.
You ever had the Maui pineapples?
No, I haven't.
Them hoes smack.
I just had the strawberry margarita ones the other day.
Yo, Bob, come get on my first. This is our first live Twitch, like actual cast. That's our fucking head honcho, dog.
The CEO of Lousy Weather.
That's
our.
That's the. You know how there's good cop, bad cop. That's a good cop.
This is the good cop.
Who's bad cop?
Sean.
yep, that's for sure. Good point. What are we?
We are just the
like
fucking,
that one. What's that one cop movie?
There's so many.
They're like the state.
What's that one cop movie? The Reno 911 movie.
No, it's like the two dudes. Super Troopers. Yeah, we're Super Troopers.
Okay.
Bob knows. I just have to say like a slightest movie reference, and he's just like, "Oh, that one."
Yeah. Directed by the I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he's the Indian guy from the Super Troopers from Broken Lizard Entertainment.
See, Bob knows, but you just give him a little bit of information, he goes smile.
Ra's al Ghul?
No. The guys that made Broken Lizard Entertainment, they make Super Troopers, and they have another beer fest.
I've really never seen anything from Broken Frog Entertainment, but.
But, where are we at?
Rashad Coulter, Chris De La Rocha won.
Yeah, Chris De La Rocha defeated Rashad Coulter, TKO. 3 minutes and 53 seconds.
Wait, the second can I make Slim pronounce
Let's see.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah. Shyamalan. Yes, Scotty. Where are we at? Jay Chandrashka.
Say his full name.
Where's it at? Oh. Okay, Jayanth, John Bullingham, Chandrashika.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's the guy that made Super Troopers.
Little facts good. For you guys, see? Look, we're informative and we're informative. What else do you want from us?
I'm what was scared, that? Scotty.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
Scaring Scotty. Shout out to, go listen to that old episode.
30...
Something.
anyway, on to the next fight. Very important fight at 135 pounds. We had the bully.
145.
The bully, Ricardo Lamas, going up against...
Ricardo Lamas.
Going up against Mirsad Bektic. Bektic. Is there an H on there?
Bektic. Yep.
Yeah.
Might be Bektic, actually.
I thought it was Bektic. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
Probably Bektic.
Ricardo Lamas looking nearly untouchable at... featherweight. Mirsad Bektic also the same, except for when he ran into the damage Darren Elkins last
year. Which he was still dominating that fight. And he came in here and got the win over Ricardo Lamas. We had another discrepancy in the score. The judges had this one 29-28, 30-27 for Bektic, and then 29-28 for Lamas. How do you have this one, Slim?
29-28 probably for Bektic.
I also had it 29-28 for Bektic. Apparently, one judge had some discrepancies here. Was seeing it super hard one way every time for
a round, what was up with that judge?
I don't know. Pretty weird. But
was that Adelaide Bird?
You and Adelaide Bird, biggest beef of 2017. Get over it.
It could have been. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, yeah, Bektic getting back in the win column. Oh, Scotty ripping shit up. He's ready to, I think, he's ready for the top.
Oh, I agree. Definitely going to get a big featherweight bout here. Who do you think, Slim?
Let's take a look.
McGregor?
Yeah, just give him Frankie Edgar.
What if they do? I mean, yeah, shred, Bob. Shred right now. Shred right now.
Camera come out. Bob goes ham. I don't know. Maybe like... Wait, who? Are we talking about Ricardo or are we talking Mirsad?
Mirsad Bektic.
Mirsad. I would like to see him against Chan Sung Jung if he's healthy again. Maybe Josh Emmett?
Bektic versus...
Josh Emmett would be cool. Who's Cub fighting?
Nobody.
Cub's fighting someone coming up. I think it's Moicano, but I might be
wrong.
That's
a good fight to make, Bektik versus Cub Swanson, but Cub just got a prospect.
He's fighting someone coming up, I swear. I'm telling you.
Maybe we give... Magomed Sharipov and Bektik after Sharipov wins his next fight.
You think?
Yeah.
I think if he beats...
Or Josh Emmett. Yeah,
he's way up there now.
I guess maybe Josh Emmett.
Something like that.
Or Moicano.
That'd be a good one. Yeah.
Let's go with that one.
All right, cool.
Bektik and Moicano.
Renato Moicano.
We're calling that one.
All right, going on to the next fight. We had Claudia Gadelha going up against former strawweight champion Carla Esparza.
What a fucking banger this fight was.
Super banger. Are you bassist for their band now, Bob?
I'm going to try out.
Hey!
Right now?
My God! Yeah.
You're on your way right now?
Yeah, I'm going to go jam.
Fucking my shred, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody,
yes.
Fucking shout out Bob.
Bob might be the basis for Sean's band coming up.
Hell yeah, bro.
Bro.
Is that how what sick would right that now? Be?
I don't think
bro, let's book crazy, let's book some shows. Let's
dude,
play some house parties. Shows? Huh?
Hip hop metal shows?
Yes, my favorite. Dude. My favorite, literally. Hey, I got a show coming up in Cleveland. I got you on a ticket.
What about me?
Maybe. Dope. If you give me a ride there and be my DJ.
What the fuck? It's the only way I can get it free.
I'll see you.
Well, you know, bro. Bob's just Bob. Yeah. He lets me in his house. Unattended.
You have my bass.
I do. I have his bass. Slap it a bass. Bye, Bob. All right. Anyway. Claudia Gadelha and Carla Esparza was an amazing matchup. I definitely put Claudia in this, and I got it right.
Claudia Gadelha.
But who would have thought that Claudia would out-wrestle Esparza? Not me.
I figure they were probably not too... I figure she wasn't too far behind Esparza in that, you know,
yeah.
Stat or, you know, skill.
Stat?
Whatever, bro. Fuck you. Claudia Gadelha ended up defeating Carla Esparza. Split decision again!
Literally. I want to know that. I want the name.
29-28. For Gadelha.
I want names.
29-28 for Carla Esparza. How'd you have that one, Slim?
29-28 for Gadelha.
Samesies!
Yeah.
Moving on to the featured bout.
Wait, can I? All right, go on.
The preliminary card on Fox Sports 1, it was a heavyweight bout. Curtis Blaydes.
The Ream.
Versus Alistair Overeem.
Man, Razor Blaydes, bro. Bro. Next in line for the belt. The winner of DC Stipe, if they don't fight Brock Lesnar, they're fighting Curtis Blaydes.
For sure.
They have to. This man is only 25 years old, and he just made a statement. Knocking out Alistair Overeem with elbows. Bro. Taking him down every single round.
Destroyed
four for
his
four
face.
Of takedowns.
Destroyed his face. Alistair's going to have a permanent scar where he got...
He's got the Michael Bisping scar tissue now.
Bro, he literally had him shooting blood all over the place.
I didn't see him after the fight because I was FaceTiming you at the
probably
time.
Probably because they don't want anybody to see what happened to him.
No, Ariel Helwani tweeted that they showed him like off, you know, like on the big screen, but like not at home. You know what I mean? Like they were on commercial, but they showed him up the big screen. And he was just leaking. I wish I could have seen him.
His shit was fucked up, bro. It was so bad. That was one of the most vicious things I've ever seen.
Why is this twice now in a year that Alistair has gotten knocked out in his own guard?
I don't know. We just need to... I think it's about getting time for Alistair to go to Bellator.
You think?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say retire, but yeah, I mean...
He's definitely looking like the perfect fit for Bellator right now.
I don't know. I mean, he is still up there.
You know how you... Didn't you do that, like, top whatever fighters who
that
are going to go to Bellator?
Yeah.
Over.
No, that was someone else. Some other podcast.
I just didn't know if that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, I did. I could see it. He would do work over there.
But that's awesome.
Him fighting like Czech Congo, like that'd be tight.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We'll see.
But I still think Alistair will stick around and be like the gatekeeper, if you will, of the heavyweight division.
You're always so quick to call people gatekeepers. So mean.
Bro, he's older.
You're older.
This is what this fight was. This was a changing of the guard. The 25-year-old coming up against the 35-year-old. That's what it was, literally. And I am older than you, bitch.
Me?
Yeah.
You're not older than me.
Yeah, I am. You just turned 23. I've been 23.
Oh, mama, baby. You ain't older than me.
Oh, my mama. Oh, mamas. Yo, biggest pet peeve when someone says, here go.
Here go.
Like, oh, here go them shorts we was looking for. I hate that.
Is it like only that sentence?
Here go blank.
Oh, here goes this.
Like, oh, here go windshield wiper fluid.
What makes you not like that?
It's so incorrect. It really just irks me.
Okay.
I heard it at work today, and it just...
If that's just something that you...
Grinds my gears, let me tell you.
Okay. If that's just something, not something you're feeling, I got you, bro.
Oh, here go.
Here go this.
Something? It's just so annoying. All right. So that was the Fox Sports 1.
Lee.
Moving on to the main card. We had... What fight number are we on?
It's the third fight of the night right now.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Yep, we're getting there.
Okay, so we had
to end up bullshitting.
The return of CM Punk and the return of Mike Jackson. This was an interesting fight. CM Punk apparently didn't know as much as I thought he would.
Bro, I was giving him credit, thinking he might be able to. I mean, he's been training with Duke Rufus.
I know. I thought he was going to kick off the cage and kick him in the face. No, I'm kidding.
Like, I was just thinking maybe they tell him, like, something. You're not there yet, buddy. Instead of letting him go out there and represent their gym, because that's a bad look, dog. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Money talks, I'll say that.
It does.
And I think that's what it was meant to be. I don't think it was like a...
I feel you.
If it was me and you walking in there, yeah, they'd be like, dude, don't fucking do this.
Yeah.
But he probably made...
hella money, so...
$250,000 to do this. Maybe not. I don't know, actually. I don't know how much CM Punk makes as a fighter. Yeah, I know he made a decent sum as a wrestler, but I don't know what CM Punk the fighter makes. Oh, we're going to see when the earnings come out.
Yeah, they haven't put it out yet.
Salary. So. But Mike Jackson came in, also 0-1, and kind of put on a display. I thought he looked pretty good.
You know how Joe Rogan said in the actual like broadcast, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I would think that Mike Jackson was making this fight last all three rounds?
I didn't, because remember, that's when we were FaceTiming, so I couldn't really hear anything.
It really seemed that way.
Yeah, that's what someone else said, too, in the post-fight press conference, that Mike Jackson was trying to, like, he could have finished it a couple times, but he didn't, because he just wanted to just get some airtime, whatever, and just beat up Punk, but...
Maybe that's what it was, but...
Do you think...
It wasn't as fun. Why don't you want that knockout?
Right. Why do you not want to finish CM Punk, who just said he was going to finish you?
Now it looks like you... CM Punk took you three rounds.
And now you're never going to fight in the UFC again, because Dana White came on at the post-fight press conference and said that he regrets putting this on the main card and he wishes he would have put it on Fight Pass.
For sure, bro.
And also said that Mike Jackson's display, he's out of the UFC. He's cut. He didn't say CM Punk was cut. He said he should be done. He said he should probably, he's 39, he should probably give it up. But he said Mike Jackson is for sure not fighting the UFC anymore, and he wouldn't even put him on Dana White's Contender Series.
Damn.
Harsh words from the boss, man.
Why was he going in on him like that?
He was unhappy with the performance.
Wow.
Yeah. So Mike Jackson did get the dub. I believe it was 30-27 across the board. Is that correct?
Yep.
Weird fight. I mean, he damaged CM Punk's face. That's for sure. No medical damage. He went to the hospital, got checked out. He was discharged. He was fine. But, man, during the fight, you could tell he was bloody, bruised, and battered.
Oh, wow. Here's an actual story on it. Wow, if it fucking load up. This is via Trent Rinesmith. Dana White, this is the title. Dana White unhappy with complete idiot Mike Jackson for actions during UFC 220 fight.
Yeah.
225 fight with CM Punk. Let's see here. He was offended by what he saw during the bout between Phil, CM Punk, Brooks, and Mike Jackson. Jackson dominated the welterweight bout from the start to finish, bloodying Punk over the course of the three-round contest. Jackson, who was the more well-rounded and developed fighter, picked apart Punk with his boxing skills, landing 59% of his significant strikes with an easy, unanimous decision. So... After the fight, Jackson, who is now 1-1 in his UFC MMA career, said he hoped to get another shot with the promotion. Jackson said, I'm going to talk with Dana and see what he wants me to do. That's what he told John Anik.
Hmm.
Maybe another UFC fight or maybe Zuffa boxing when that gets started. That's what he suggested.
For Punk?
No,
For Mike Jackson?
Yes. He said, I'm sorry. White made it known at the post-fight press conference that he has no desire to be in the Mike Jackson business in any way. Mike Jackson, I'm not happy with. This guy is acting like a complete goofball tonight. You get this opportunity to fight CM Punk, and you're doing like bolo punches to the body on top. Never looked like he was trying to finish the fight ever. Looked like he could have finished the fight a few times. Never tried.
That was pretty accurate. That's exactly... I know you're reading a quote, but that's exactly what it sounded like on the press conference.
So, I mean, I feel it. He was doing some little weak shit.
Yeah, he's like looking up at the clock and looking up at the TV and shit, like while he was in the on top control. Like, I don't know, weird shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Some Bellator shit. That doesn't belong in the UFC.
I think Bellator will sign both of them.
I agree.
Why would
run it back for a third time?
First of all, Bellator signs 0-0 and 0-1 and 0-1 whatever, and just random, very low record fighters all the time. Why would they not want CM Punk?
Right.
Why would they not want the guy that beat CM Punk?
Exactly.
They might make that happen again.
Exactly.
Like another fight.
Just under the Bellator.
Yeah, I think Bellator for sure signs both of them in either 2018 or 2019. And
nah, CM Punk has to sign like ASAP.
I don't think we've seen the last of CM Punk. I honestly don't.
In UFC or in MMA?
MMA.
I agree with that.
In the sport. And I don't think we've seen the last of Mike Jackson either. I think he gained some confidence from that, you know? Because he looked good. He's just not... I don't know. It just wasn't... It just didn't look like he was serious about it, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
So, Mike Jackson defeated CM Punk. All 30-26 is across the board. I agree with that one, Slim.
Yep, same. Moving 30-26. I thought it was 27. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it was all 30-26. Dope. So, moving on to the heavyweight bout here on this main card.
Bam,
the
bam.
One that Slim and I told you we were most excited for.
Bam, bam.
Tai Tuivasa going up against the Pitbull, Andre Arlovski.
Chicago's own. I was a little worried for Tai Tuivasa, I'm not going to lie.
This is by far 100,000,000,000% the most we've ever seen him tested.
Yes. Tai Tuivasa has never been out of the first round except for this. He's 100% finisher.
Granted, what a step up in competition going from Cyril Asker to a resurging
Andre Arlovski, former champ, top 10 right now. Tai Tuivasa looked like he was in some trouble early. Andre Arlovski,
I was really scared, man.
Using that reach.
I thought it was over.
Using the clinch.
He was hurt.
He was hurt.
He had Ty hurt, bro.
He did.
And we've never seen that.
No.
Because Ty is a banger, bro. He's about that shit.
But we're not fighting in Sydney anymore.
Right.
We're in America.
Americans.
But, yeah, man. Tai Tuivasa ended up pulling it together. The whole first round, was it the second round? One or the other. It was kind of weird. He like landed in full mount on bottom and just kind of held there. So he obviously won that round. But, yeah, Tuivasa just outlast him. I was waiting for the knockout punch. It never came. Andre was very elusive, and he looked very fresh, even by the end of the third round. He was bouncing around. He didn't look tired at all.
Arlovski definitely gets some points for this, for not getting dominated by Tai Tuivasa.
Literally.
Tai Tuivasa defeated Andre Arlovski in the toughest test of his career, 29-28, 29-28, 29-28. What is next for the big man?
Probably more shoeys.
I like that.
Tai Tuivasa did end up doing two different shoeys in the crowd. Dude took a shoe. Two different people took their shoes off, put beer in them, spit in the shoe. And
bro,
then...
shout out to the second one, though, because he poured it in there, and Ty was like, no, you need to spit in this. Like, he wouldn't take it until dude spit in it. That's just a level of trust with a random stranger that I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get AIDS from a shoey.
So, who is next for Tai Tuivasa, Slim?
Let's take a look.
Arlovski was number 9. Right now, Tai's number 12. Does he take that 9 spot? Does he just overtake the 9 spot? Right?
Yeah, everyone in the top 10 is booked up right now.
They just trade places, and then I say, who's Volkov fighting again in that?
Oh, I don't remember. Was it? It's not Hunt, is it? Oh, it's No, it's not Alexi. Alexi's fighting Mark Hunt.
Wow.
Does he fight Volkov? That'd be nice. Volkov's up there, though. Number three? I don't know if he goes up to number three yet.
Let me see who Volkov is about to fight.
I don't think he signed a fight.
He doesn't have anything right now. He's on a six-fight win streak.
Volkov?
Just beat Verdum.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he does that. I think Tai Tuivasa maybe takes some time off from this. He did get pretty bloodied and beat up. I believe he was forced to go to the hospital.
What about Tai Tuivasa versus the loser of the Derek Lewis and Francis Ngannou fight?
Oh, that'd be nice. But I think the winner of that one is like right in line for a title also. So it's like...
We're talking about the loser, though.
Yeah.
Because the loser is still going to be in that like top.
Bro, Tai Tuivasa and Derek Lewis would be a banger. Oh, my God.
Tai Tuivasa and Francis Ngannou. Ooh. Francis Ngannou is still just such a like mysterious to everybody. Like,
I know. I don't know what's going to happen with Derek Lewis. If Derek can keep elusive and on his feet, then he's got it. But damn.
That's going to be a good one. Let's check in on what fight it is. Oh, they're having an intermission week.
What? Oh, okay.
So, Tai Tuivasa defeated Andrei Arlovsky, all 29. 28s across the board. Let's move on to the featherweight division for the women.
The first ever non-title fight women's featherweight division in the UFC. Or women's featherweight fight in the UFC.
It lived up to the hype!
Right. Megan Anderson coming in. The girl that was supposed to be able to take out Cyborg ends up stepping in against Holly Holm instead, who was the girl who last fought Cyborg.
And she could not get it done,
bro,
at all.
She landed a nice jab and a nice knee, and that was about it.
Holly literally dictated this entire fight.
I've never seen Holly Holm wrestle.
I think that Holly is still the best person to beat Cyborg.
Same. I think she had a horrible game plan in the first fight, like rushing, bum rushing in and trying to land shots like that. No, you are a counter fighter. Just wait it out. Just chill.
Maybe just actually be herself and see if she can beat Cyborg.
Yes. It happened with Ronda.
Right.
Ronda overcommitted, boom, head kick knockout. Why could it not happen with Cyborg? That's all I'm saying. I know, but Cyborg, you know, the problem with that first fight was Holly was attacking first.
Right.
That's not your normal go-to. You need to wait. Like the Betch Koraya fight. The refs actually brought them both together and said, listen, y'all are stalling. Y'all need to do something. You're the main event. The people came to see you. You need to do something.
Yeah.
Betch threw a punch. Holly countered. Boom. Knockout.
Over.
And if no one throws a punch, fuck it. Go five rounds just dancing around. T. Woodley did it to Damian Maya. Whatever. Oh, well. You might get the dub.
I feel that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just wait for your opportunity. If Holly Holm said she wants to... pretty decisively. But she said she wants to fight at 145 and 135. She said she wants both those belts. I think she's for sure the number one contender at 135 right now. After fighting Cyborg and then beating Megan as she did.
Yeah.
But if she wants to stay at 145 and maybe rematch Cyborg, I'm all right with that. I really do want to see Cyborg Nunes, though.
I agree. Let's do it.
Yeah. Run it back.
So, Holly Holm defeats Megan Anderson.
Decisively.
In her UFC debut.
Like 10 minutes of control.
15 minutes. Oh, yeah, it was 10 minutes on top. That's crazy.
Nuts.
30-27, 30-26, 30-26. I agree with the 30-26.
Yeah, Megan looked very uncomfortable on the ground. Like, there's levels to this.
Yes.
And she just found out why.
For sure. So, yeah, that's that. Holly Holm, moving on.
Mm-hmm. First of all, longest post-fight speech I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. She was ranting and raving. Preacher's daughter, bro.
I want to thank my coach. I want to thank my nutritionist. I want to thank my dog. I want to thank the dog food company, Petco, because it's brought my dog to be big and strong. Like, everyone. She left nothing out. I'm kidding. But on to the co-main event of the evening. The interim welterweight title. Even though it's supposedly Woodley was ready to fight, the UFC was like, nah, we need to do something. Move on. Whatever, make sure there's a real clear-cut number one contender. Because I think they wanted Stephen Wonderboy Thompson out of the picture, honestly. They didn't want to run that back for a third time, even though he was the number one contender. Not anymore. But at the time when they made this fight, yeah. So, RDA, on a tear. ever since he moved up to welterweight. Former UFC lightweight champion. Going up against Colby Covington. Five... I think he's on a 7-fight win streak right now. Who? Or was it 6? Colby.
Colby, yeah.
Biggest trash talker in the sport right now since McGregor's taking a seat. And,
what the fuck? Is that...
It's me.
Oh, my God. This Dude, fucking
is
piece
that the
of shit.
Dog outside still?
It's me, you fucking piece of shit. I told you pieces of shit. I was going to win the title belt. And now look at me.
Slim, how did he get in here?
Fuck
how
you,
did
Colby,
he get in
get
here?
The fuck out.
Get this fucking piece of shit out here.
I just wanted to come and tell you fucking pieces of shit.
Bob, did you let him in here?
Fucking asshole,
God
bro.
Damn it. Fuck Colby.
Fucking piece of garbage. How did he get in here?
I don't know, man.
You didn't lock the door?
I did. Bob must have not locked the door. I don't
God damn it.
Know. Anyway. I picked RDA in this fight. I feel like a lot of people picked RDA in this fight. That is not how this fight went. Colby was completely dominant from start to finish. And first of all, let me look it up real quick. Whoever did the post-fight, the post-card speech with Errol Hawani, said he had RDA winning this fight. Where?
What?
Where?
What?
Where and why?
Wow.
Like, are you kidding me? You had RDA winning. Don't eat right now. Do not eat. Do not eat. Stop. We're talking about the most important fight on the card right now, and you're going to fucking break out the Buffalo Ranch Ruffles. What is wrong with you? I'm cutting your mic.
Let's game one.
Okay, Monty's back. Okay, let me see who it was, because I don't remember his name. It's someone who's like
what
always.
A jackass, though.
Literally. Oh, it's Mark Ramundi. Bro, Mark Ramundi said that he had Rafael Dos Anjos winning this fight. How? Colby at least...
That's literally impossible.
Colby at least won the first three rounds. Took RDA down decisively every time. No problem. Full control. He had 2 takedowns in the first round. 2 takedowns in the second round. No takedowns in the third, but he kind of outstruck him. RDA actually had 3 takedowns in the fourth, and then Colby came back with 2 in the fifth to win it all. If you gave RDA the fourth round, completely.
Yeah.
He was rocking Colby on the feet.
Yeah.
And took him down his own.
Those last 2 rounds, you can definitely give those to...
Maybe not the very last. Maybe 3 and 4 are rocky, but if you're saying Colby didn't win at least 3 of those, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I hate the guy, he's a really good fighter, and he won that fight. Like, no matter what.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm so upset. And then he's... And Dana White pretty much said, like, yeah, I'm going to get him to Trump's office.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, Dana, because you're a little fucking Trump dick sucker, too. You fucking Bostonian racist piece of shit.
Bro, someone at the press conference said, yeah, I feel like, you know, Colby being a Trump supporter, and I know you're a Trump supporter, and I feel like people might have given you slack about it. And he goes, who? Who's giving me slack about it? No one's giving me slack about being a Trump supporter. Me and Snoop are good friends, and Snoop hates Trump, but we don't talk about Trump. Well, Dana, I'm telling you right now, you're a piece of shit for being a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
I know you're rich, and you're profiting off what Trump's policies are right now.
Exactly.
But that doesn't make it right. You piece of shit. How do you agree with what this man is saying about anything and anything that he's done?
And not saying that everybody who's a Trump supporter is a piece of shit, but you are.
Agreed.
Chad.
Not saying...
Chad.
Chad!
Chad's the biggest Trump supporter.
And Chad says the N-word under his breath, doesn't he?
For sure. 24/7. Mm. Chad would let 40 Trumps do a bukkake on him.
Hmm.
Think about that. Ew.
I don't like that image. Anyway... Like I said, Colby, complete dominance in this fight. Didn't think...
Corny Colby Covington is now the interim champion.
I honestly didn't think that he would be able to overpower RDA like he did after RDA overpowered Robbie Lawler like he did. You know, in the clinch, so strong, and holding Robbie up for most of the fight, Colby did that to RDA.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that. I really didn't. I didn't think that was going to be the outcome. It was.
Can't believe it, man. Colby's really our new fucking interim champion.
Yeah.
So Garbo.
T. Woodley tweeting right after the fight. Let me pull up the exact tweet because it was kind of funny.
kind of funny, kind of not.
Well, it has to happen. Tyron Woodley can't say anymore like, oh, you're not the real champ, blah, blah, blah. No, well, you got to fight him now. you literally have to fight.
Yo, I got Colby 7 achievements on Twitch today.
Hey, there's achievements on Twitch? For what?
let's check them out.
Okay.
Let's shout out all my Twitch achievements today.
So, after the fight, he posts a picture of Colby and says, "Get this bitch ready. Hit my line now, at Dana White." Then says, "Bitch, please. I'll let you bump your gums. Now you got smoke. I'm exposing you. You were and will always be my warm-up round." Woo! Tyron Woodley and Colby used to train, and T. Woodley had some shit to say about, you know, them not... Not really training together in the gym as much, kind of just on their separate paths. But at the same time, when they did train, apparently Woodley used to wash Colby.
I hope
that's... But we'll exactly see. I mean, after that performance, I'm really surprised. I knew Colby was good after the Mai fight and after the... who did he beat before that? The Asian... Fuck, what's his name? When we first started hating Colby. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think it was Dong Young Kim. After that fight, I was like, wow, this guy's got some skill. But I didn't know he was going to beat RDA like that. Like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just really sidetracked right now.
You're fine. But yeah. Colby Covington is our new interim welterweight champ. He hopes to fight around November at Madison Square Garden to fight Tyron Woodley. I'm pretty sure Woodley is going to be good by then, so that hopefully that fight comes to fruition, man. I know Colby's going to hype that up, and I think this is like some people are saying that this is a blessing for Tyron Woodley because everyone's been off the Woodley train after these last few fights because they've been so boring. So everyone's saying like this might be like the blessing Woodley needs. Like Colby might be what Woodley's going to take with him
to seal his legacy.
Not even that, but just like to regain some stardom.
Yeah.
You know, as a champion. Because, like, right now, it's like, I don't want to see Tyron fight Wonder Boy. Tyron and Till, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But Tyron against Colby, bro, he's going to go knock him out.
For sure.
Or try to.
For sure.
I don't know. But there's some fire under his belt, you can tell. So I think that's going to help him regain some fans and regain some...
I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the scores?
The judges had it 49-46, 48-47, 48-47, 4. Corny, Colby Covington, your winner by unanimous decision, you fucking sack of shit. I had it 48-47 for Colby. You fucking garbage can. What about you?
48-47. I had 3. Yeah, I think 48-47. Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. Fuck you. Moving on to the main event of the evening. I forgot to mention earlier, Curtis Blades got 50 G's. Moving on to the main event of the evening.
The rematch. Good old the Reaper.
Robert Redeker going up against
the Cuban Cigano, Yoho Romero.
I love you. Robert, I love you. Yo, I didn't get to shout out my achievements on Twitch today.
Good.
I streamed for 8 hours in the last 30 days.
Damn.
Yeah, I streamed for 8 hours today.
What's up, man?
Hi.
I streamed for 2 unique days in the last 30 days, whatever. I explored my dashboard. I reached 2 followers. And I streamed for something else. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about to get affiliated, bro.
I'm about to
get us an affiliate. You got to watch so you can help me get affiliated.
I'm going to stream for 8 hours tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to... Okay, yeah.
So we're
going to build up both our...
Let's bing, 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 bing.
Twitch is a good shout out. Twitch.
Somehow Clint broadcasted on Mixer, which is an Xbox app, basically like Twitch, for 118 hours straight.
Oh, wow.
He couldn't figure out how to turn it off, so he left it on.
That's amazing. That's scary.
It was weird.
Somebody's going to use
that. Yeah, it was kind of weird. Anyway, on to the fight. Yoel Romero missed weight. He weighed in at 186 for the first time, but in Chicago, they said, no, you can get 2 hours, go cut your pound, you know, whatever, come back. He started cutting his weight. He went to hop in the tub. He just got out of the sauna. And the commission said, whoa. You got to stop there. You're dehydrating yourself. You're done. You just go weigh in right now. So he weighed in at 185.2. 0.2. Really? You can't round down at that point?
So crazy, bro.
Really?
So crazy.
2 ounces.
Like, I will literally...
Like, just... cut your toenails or something. Like, 2 ounces?
Right.
Come on, man.
That's crazy.
That's fucked. So, the belt was off. So, regardless of the outcome of this fight, if y'all would have won, Whitaker would still be champ. If Whitaker wins, he's still champ. Whatever. So, the fight starts out, and it was really surprising to see Whitaker was doing the, what's it called? The hyperextension of the calf kick? In front of the front leg side kick.
Yeah.
Was doing that to Yoel, which Yoel did to Whitaker in the first fight. I was like, oh shit, he's gonna fucking snap his ACL or something. Oh, that's what he's going for.
Yeah, it was looking vicious.
I was like, wow.
Trying to get those revenge. Yes. Yeah.
And Robert, first of all, just like I predicted on Thursday, Yoel came out with that high arm stance just like he did against Rockhold.
Right.
Not letting any punches come through, blocking the kicks nicely. I knew it, dude. I knew he would come out with that. And he did, and he looked great. He was very defensive. He knew he had to be on full energy conservation mode for this fight, and that's exactly what he did.
For sure. Impressive.
Until the third round. Man. That boy, Yoel Romero, went ham.
Yeah, he did, bro.
Oh, my God. Caught Robert Whittaker. First time we've ever seen Whittaker in trouble in the welterweight division like that. Well, I lied. He did against Derek Brunson a little bit, like got caught and then came back, but man, against Yoel... Most people don't come back after that.
No, dog.
Robert was able to. He was able to get his wits about him, but he was on some Bambi legs.
He's the real champion.
He's the real champion, for sure. So, end of the third round, whatever. We're like, wow, Roberts was in trouble. That's crazy. Let's see what happens this round. Again. Yoel Romero.
Great.
Catches him. Drops him.
Hard.
But in the meantime, in the second round, Robert did land a nice jab, which we thought broke Robert or Yoel Romero's orbital. And it did not. It just, like, really fucked him up and closed his
eye.
Had
him messed up.
Yeah, his whole eye was, like, shut. But, yeah, Whitaker, again, fourth round, able to weather the storm, get back to his feet. Yoel trying to get the takedowns. He only landed 3 of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Whitaker actually went for a takedown himself in that round.
Yeah.
Which was, like,
so,
oh,
was so hurt.
Desperation mode. No, that was the fifth round that he went for the takedown.
Oh.
So, in the fifth round. And if you don't give Yoel Romero this round, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a 10-8. What about you?
It was a 10-8.
Not how the judges saw it.
I had this fight as a 47-47 draw.
I could have given it a draw. I could have also seen it gone to Romero. I didn't really see... Like, Whitaker definitely won the first two. I could see the third going either way. But Yoel definitely had the last
two. The way I see it, though,
you
can't give it to Yoel.
Why?
Because he missed weight.
By point two, it's not like he didn't go through the cut. It's not like he pulled a Mackenzie Dern and was like, oh, 7 pounds, sorry. No, he went through the entire cut. The commission stopped him. It's 0.2 pounds.
It's the same thing.
It's 0.2. If he would have had another 15 minutes in the sauna, he would have made that. And then we wouldn't have been talking about this at all.
It's not the same thing, but still, it's...
I don't know. I don't see it the same as how Mackenzie Dern did. Like, that was just kind of dirty, but... Whitaker really showed the heart of a champion in this fight.
Yeah.
You know, he came back from adversity.
He's a middleweight champ.
For sure.
For sure.
And I hope he takes this belt and runs with it. But.
Who's next?
That is to say, if he can refrain from injury because he broke his hand.
In the first round.
Yes.
Dude can't go first round without getting injured.
My God. Yoel's bad luck, I think, honestly.
So who's next for him? Kelvin.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. We have Weidman on the sideline until October. Weidman just beat Kelvin. Kelvin just beat Jacare. Do they run it back for a number one contender spot?
If it's not going to be Kelvin and they have to have one fight before Kelvin goes, it has to be Weidman.
I think
in a title eliminator.
I think out of 10 fights between them two, Weidman would win 6 or 7 of them between Kelvin and Weidman.
No,
I just think Weidman's a better fighter. I think Kelvin's a better power striker. My voice just cracked, but
power striker,
power striker, but. Man, Chris Weidman against Robert Whitaker, that's a fight, dude. That's a fight I want to see. I want to see Kelvin, too. Shout out Kelvin. I tweeted at him. I was like, hey, you're going to be in attendance this weekend? He's like, yeah, I'll be there. I was like, bro, jump in the cage. Fight, challenge the winner. He's like, oh, should I jump in the cage? And he didn't, obviously, because Weidman was there, too. Everyone knew Whitaker was hurt. There's going to be a long layoff. He didn't want to hatch his eggs or count his eggs before they hatched.
Yeah.
You know? So he didn't do that, but it would have been cool if he did. But
you got tweeted by Kelvin Gastelum. That's
quoted twice in a row.
Yeah, that's a point.
Good job. It was tight. That was cool. We're basically homies. Catch Kevin Gossam on A&A MMA episode 57 of a...
No, hell yeah, lit. This is 55, though. Just so you know.
Yeah, give him a couple weeks.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, Whitaker. Still the champ, man. Wow.
Well-deserving.
Broke his thumb. It was like his thumb. Like the bone right below his thumb. I saw the x-ray on Twitter. Looked nasty. Looked painful. And he still was throwing that hand.
Right. Crazy.
How? Are you kidding me? He's stubbed my toe, and I'm like, I can't even walk.
He's the truth, man.
Yikes. Adrenaline is something else.
So, that was UFC 225. Loved it.
Great card.
Great card.
Awesome card.
I absolutely enjoyed it. Can't wait to see what comes next out of all these fights that happen.
What,
Let's do some news. Right now they're in an intermission, then we can take a break, and when we come back, we'll fuck around for a second, and then me and Slim are going to do A&A MMA's first official coverage of the homeboy Crooks.
Yeah. Live coverage.
The top UFC 3 streamer.
Live coverage of a video game.
Because I'm coming at your neck, Crooks.
What are you... Bro. He's going to smack you. I'm about to buy UFC and train with him.
He would beat me 1,000 times out of 1,000, but...
I'm about to buy UFC and train with him.
But... I like career mode. It's fun.
Yo, can I tell you about this Twitter conversation real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we're talking, it's me, Megan James, Carrie McGonigal, and Carrie
Brown.
It's
McManigal, so don't fuck that up again.
Don't matter. So
might one day.
So we're talking about Norman, you know, yeah. Norm. And so they were all talking about like, oh, can I have a, he was like, my heart is full of love. Let me pour it into your cup. Megan was like, can you pour some into my cup too? And I said, make that too. And then Carrie Brown said, can you fill a cauldron? And I said, this ain't Hogwarts. And they were like, I wish it was Hogwarts. I was like, you're probably a Hufflepuff. And they took the Pottermore quiz. She was a Hufflepuff. And Megan was like, I was like, I can predict people's Harry Potter houses. Like, people predict people's astrology signs.
Yeah.
And Megan was like, well, what do you think I am? I said, a Hufflepuff. She said, game over, you lose. But she used this random weirdo website. And I was like, I don't know what you're trying to pull, because that's not Pottermore, which is like the Harry Potter Wikipedia website type thing, you know what I'm saying? Sure enough, she goes on there, boom, what'd I tell you?
Amazing.
I think you're a Slytherin. You might be a Gryffindor.
Can we try it?
Yeah.
On air right now?
Yeah, go to Pottermore.com.
I can't use my phone.
Why? On your computer, you have a computer in front of you.
So, Pottermore.
Yep.
.com?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep. I can't use mine because...
Are you sure this is what it looks like? This looks fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
This is it?
Yeah, you just gotta make an account or whatever.
No, I'm not doing all that. Well. What the fuck?
Let me see if it'll make mine... if it'll let me take a different quiz.
Like, what's Pottermore quiz? That's all I'm looking up. I ain't trying to fucking sign up for no shit. I don't even like Harry Potter, bitch.
Okay. Yeah, it won't let me change mine because I'm already picked.
Join Pottermore.
You just gotta type in your email.
What's your email?
I have a Pottermore. It's not gonna
what's
go to
what's your email?
SL. It's SlinkowskiAndrew@gmail.com.
Damn, you just gave up your full detail and fucking bleep that out. Mark this time. Bleep that out.
It's fine.
Until somebody hacks your shit, you fucking goof nugget.
We got hackers?
Scotty. This is stupid.
If you really want to know.
If I'm not Slytherin, I'm going to
you might be
you
a Gryffindor.
Up.
You might be a Gryffindor.
No, you need to choose and think. What's your final answer before I do this dumb shit?
Give me Gryffindor.
Isn't Slytherin some fucked up shit? Aren't they all grimy?
They're really smart, but really grimy and just like, you know.
Damn, you think I'm grimy, Slim?
Evil characters. But Gryffindor is like the opposite, like the courageous, heroic ones. So you might be that. I could also see a Ravenclaw. I can't see
Join your Hogwarts house. That's what I have to do.
Yeah, I can't see Hufflepuff with you. You're not a Hufflepuff. I unfortunately was a Hufflepuff when I took the quiz.
Okay, this is way too much.
All right, whatever. We'll do it later. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Damn, I could use my other... Bro, this is cool. I kind of like having two phones. It's on either side of my computer. Like, one there for news, one there for music.
Too Phony Slim.
Monty's gonna eat some more of his fucking chips. Oh my god, stop! Get that away from the
play
mic!
Play us out.
Ayo. Ayo. I put the feline in my hand looking like a chia pet. And you know they getting green if a flower on their neck. If a flower on their neck, hit Clancy on the text. I ain't trying to check a bag, can we get another jet? I ain't gassing niggas up with that.
But like, I realized where I was like outclassed in the wild category when I just saw this man eat strip club food. I was like, yo, like this is a whole nother level.
It depends where.
Nah, man. If you're eating inside of a strip club, you are at a whole nother level of I don't give a fuck.
Like, I've eaten at strip clubs a few times.
Bro, look at you though.
They got two dollars.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Sean left the room.
That just happened.
Weather Media Main Show, available wherever you get your podcasts, or visit lousyweathermedia.com.
Alrighty, guys, we are back, and the boy Crooks has got bumped up to the number 7 spot because his opponent was apparently MIA, and also the number 6 spot's opponent was also MIA. So he's going head-to-head. There was supposed to be a rematch for Crooks, but he's fighting a new opponent instead.
Lit.
Super lit.
So you guys are about to get the first ever A&A MMA official play-by-play commentary.
Yeah, I'm about to turn up the sound a little bit so you can hear the commentary of the...
Just for a second.
People.
We'll give you guys a play-by-play, but we just need to know what's going on with these bulls. So. Right. Oh, they're picking their fighters.
T-Wood!
So, Crooks did tell me that he was going to be rocking with T-Ferg tonight.
Oh, no, he's got the Diaz. He got Diaz.
Did he lie to me?
Different weight class.
Oh! So, damn.
He's going with the Nick boy.
He's from Stockton. Oh.
I know. 209. That's
Crooks,
why his name's
Crooks is
209.
From Stockton.
Yeah, so you got to go with the Diaz brothers.
All right, I'm just trying to make sure they have it on stream before we fucking go and play.
Got commentary. Hey, you got Crooks with commentary.
The boy Crooks, what's good?
He can't hear. I know. What? Crooks is online, though. We can just watch Crooks instead of the other dude.
Oh, is he? Fuck yeah, dude. Is he live?
Alright, hold on.
I don't think he's live right now. Nah, he ain't live right now.
He is.
I gotta mute my mic and
I don't see it.
On the chat.
Oh, yep, there it is.
Let's go, Crooks!
Let's go, boy. I'm going full screen. Nah, I won't go full screen. Oh, these fucking ads. These ads are killing me, literally. I don't play PlayStation, dude. I don't want that.
All right. You can go ahead and turn that off, Slim. Fuck it. Let's make sure our... Go ahead and hit refresh at the same time. So...
I'm in the menu now.
All right. Coming up next, a welterweight matchup between...
Yours is just a second ahead of mine.
Cool.
So just give a little bit of a pause, Slim. Just a tad bit of applause. Pause. Applause. So... It looks like what's his opponent's name?
Preach, I think. Is that it?
Turn that shit down, Slim. This is our time now.
Okay.
Yeah, EK Preacher. So it's our boy. Bruce Buffer is announcing him now. Our homeboy Crooks209X going with his hometown boy, Nick Diaz.
Hometown boy, Nick Diaz.
Stockton.
Stockton zone.
Coming in 6 foot 170. Taking on the current champion of the division, Tyron Woodley.
Wow. What if this fight really happened? Fuck.
Wow, that'd be amazing.
It never would, but.
No. But it would be a good one.
Man, so, this is dope, dude.
Let's go, Crooks.
I'm excited. I always forget his nickname is the chosen one.
Toasting a little bowl for you, Crooks.
Toast to the boy.
Toast to Crooks.
Hey.
All right, let's get it. Wow, me and Slim are actually on exact time right
fuck
now,
yeah.
Too.
I'm fuck the stream. Fuck the comments. I'm watching full screen. Here we go.
All Crooks right. comes out with a jab.
Yeah, nice jabs. Diaz has the jab. Stockton slap. You
good
know what
one,
saying?
Too.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh.
Dips to the left. Throws a right oh. hand. Mean combo by Crooks. Goes to
yep,
the body.
Right to the body. Cover up nicely. Okay.
Takes a step back. Resets. He's really working that jab. Ooh. Woodley throw. Oh, rocked
damn.
Him. Rocked him. Goes
already.
To the body twice.
Let's go. Let's go.
Crooks eats two uppercuts and a right hand. Comes back with 1-2. He's landing right now. He's definitely got the upper hand.
I couldn't imagine that the dude who's EK Preacher wouldn't go for the takedown since he's playing with Woodley.
Yeah, but...
Damn, we might have a career in video game commentary, bro.
Ooh, oh, good body kick body there kick. By Diaz. Yes. Our
nicely
homeboy
timed.
Crooks.
Nicely timed.
I'm telling you, bro, this boy Crooks got the mean hands, man.
Preacher's keeping
sick
his
stand
up.
He hates head kicks, though. I'm always yelling at him for not throwing head kicks. Every freaking stream he has.
So clutch, dude. We just saw that happen in the last
I know. He hates head kicks. I don't
really?
Know what it is.
Really?
I always yell at him. He'll get one.
Oh. Okay.
Good patience.
Yeah.
Steps
Diaz
back, takes a nice right
nice
hand
counters.
There. Crooks looking confident, bro. Good dip to the left, throwing a right hand.
Trying to break the
Woodley
guard.
Woodley answers back with a right hand. Oh, another one by Woodley. 1-2 by Woodley. Preacher's getting pressured right now.
Yeah, Preacher's getting pressured heavy. He's trying to fire back with some power shots, but Crooks is going
yeah,
nice
Crooks
with the jab.
Crooks has great strike defense, dude.
For
ooh,
sure.
good leg kick by Woodley. Oh, man, he just landed an uppercut.
To the body, yeah.
Come on, Crooks. Good left hand by Crooks.
Dude, those jabs are nasty.
Ooh.
He's getting
Preacher
oh,
stamina,
to the
stamina's
body.
Low. Mm. You already know Diaz's stamina is crazy in this game.
For sure. So is Woodley's, though,
ooh,
honestly.
Blocks the body kick from Crooks there.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
High kick from Preacher. He's got Crooks hurt. Crooks is recovering.
Crooks is wobbled.
Fires back. Back against the cage.
Get his head again. Take him down or something.
Come on, Crooks.
Get
you
out
got
of there.
It.
Spin out of there.
Fires back a 1-2. Ooh. Takes some back, though. Ooh.
Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
He has him
nice
shook!
Nice combo. 1-2-1.
Oh, ooh. He throws the head kick.
Ooh.
Crooks is firing back.
Oh, Tyron Woodley fighting back.
Ooh, Preacher. Good body kick by Crooks.
Nice.
He
nice.
Has him hurt.
Preacher's
oh, he dropped him.
Preacher's out. Yes! Yes! Let's
Crooks,
go!
Let's get it!
Let's go! The boy! Yes!
Let's go!
Oh, that was amazing!
Crooks with the first round knockout!
Woo!
Oh my gosh! Man! Throws the uppercut. Woodley tried dipping
wow,
down,
bro,
maybe even going for a takedown.
Perfectly timed.
Perfect left hook by Crooks. Follows up with 1, 2, 3. Give me 4.
Probably. I think there was 4. But.
Oh, mean ground and pound
wow,
by Crooks. What a
dude.
Finish.
Shout out to you, man.
Oh, man.
God damn.
They got to be going ham in the comments right now in the ESFL gaming.
I mean, I'm going ham. I don't hear anything from the commentators.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is Crooks' thing. That's why.
Yeah, they're going ham in here. Crooks
are they?
Is such
what'd
a salve.
What they say?
They're just, the one dude said, nice try, Crooks is a monster. Lessons. Man, the KOs in this game just, ugh.
What's it called? EFP?
My boy Preacher will come back strong? No. Not from that.
What's it called again? ESPL or EFPL?
ESFL. Man, shout out to Crooks, bro.
Wow, the Esports Fight League. God damn.
So far, 1-0, while A&M MMA is covering him. Man.
Jesus, that was
He came
awesome.
Back. EK Preacher had him hurt for a second, and out of nowhere, dude, fires back a 1-2, lands a nice hook, and then Woodley tries coming in, uppercut, left hook, puts him down for the freaking W.
That was amazing.
That's what I'm talking about. Good shit by our boy Crooks, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, that boy Crooks.
Good shit by Crooks.
God damn.
So, yeah, that was A&A MMA's first. It was short, man. Crooks,
bro,
Crooks don't
all,
play.
It's all he needed was
Crooks don't
in.
Play, man.
No.
So, yeah, look out next week. I think it might be.
I think it does every Sunday.
It might be PS4. I know they've been doing like PS4 is on Tuesday or Wednesday and then Xbox is on Sunday.
Okay.
But I heard they're going to start doing a bi-weekly one. So.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll get back to you guys on that. But for right now.
Crooks is that boy.
Crooks is 1-0 while we're covering him.
What is he, 120 now in 19?
Like, oh, he's definitely in like 200s in wins. Probably yeah. Like...
I think he's 119 or something.
Last time, when I talked to him like 2 days ago, he was like 185 in 19.
Yikes.
So he's definitely got to be around like
my
the
man.
230s
wow.
Right now in
That's
wins.
Awesome.
Shout out to the boy Crooks.
Man, he got it done.
Man, that was hype. That was hype. That was one of the most hype moments on A&A MMA. So shout out to you, Crooks.
Literally, I was so excited.
So, shit. Do we got any news or anything?
We sprinkled it all throughout
our podcast.
As for fighting, we do have, like you said, Tuesday Night Contender Series coming up on this Tuesday. But as for fights, not for another week. Do we not have another fight card? Finally a week off!
Yeah.
This summer, we finally get a week off. A week to chill.
Yeah.
But, Tuesday... Watch out for that. And then the next Tuesday, watch out for that.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, these first two Tuesday night cards are stacked. I don't know these guys, but just looking at their statures and their records, man, dude, this is going to be some good fights.
I guess I can give a little quick Dana White's contender series.
You want to give a little rundown? A little
rundown? You want to give a little rundown?
Yeah, when is Nick Newell fighting? Do you know?
That might be the second week.
If he's not the headliner fight, mm-hmm. I'll be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, I'm Nick Newell. I mean, he's Nick Newell.
So, week one, I'm sorry, Nick Newell is going to be... Ooh, he's actually towards the end. Nick Newell, where is he?
Where is he? I don't know. I don't see him. I'm not looking. Wow. But I don't see him.
He's got to be the headlining fight, right?
He's got. I would imagine, unless he's not. But I
unless he's not, that's the only thing that.
But
makes
I would
sense.
Assume. I mean, he's the dog, the boy, the man.
Maybe they don't have it announced yet because his name.
No,
not
he's
on
in
here.
There.
I know
he was on the previews.
I know for sure he's in there, but
maybe he's later. Maybe he's a couple months from now. Looks like what, nine. Of
maybe
them?
They don't know when
Is
they're going to show.
Six of them, eight of them. How many are there? How many were there last year? Compared to
Bro, I don't see Nick Newell anywhere in this.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, there was like about 7 weeks. Okay. There might have been actually like 13 weeks. Let me look.
Hey, he just mentioned me. Got the dub.
There was 8 weeks last year. So, in the very first season 2 week, we're going to have Will Santiago taking on Kevin Holland in a middleweight bout. A bantamweight bout between Montel Jackson and Rico Disciolo. And then Greg, the fucking sack of shit, woman-beating Hardy, going up against other former professional football player, Austin Lane. So a battle of two former NFL standouts there. One of them just happens to be a piece of shit that puts guns in women's mouth.
Is this mouths. Next week?
Yes. Yes, it is. June 12th.
Which fight is this?
Greg Hardy versus Austin Lane.
Oh, I didn't even see he was fighting then. I thought he was fighting a few months from now.
Absolute sack of shit.
Oh, he's 0-0 against 0-0? No, this isn't right. No, none of their stats are in there.
And then Chris Curtis going up against Sean Lally in the co-main event of that fight. card, and then returning to Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series off a loss last time from injury, Alonzo Menifield will be taking on Deshaun Boatwright. So be on the lookout for that.
Hell yeah.
That's, of course, on Tuesday, you goofballs. All right, Slim, you're being weird now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was texting...
You're making it weird!
I was texting Crooks because he was like, yo, I got the dub. And I was like, yeah, we just commentated the whole thing.
Oh, he's going to get to hear it. Yeah. Shout out to him.
It's going to be dope. I just let him know. All right, are we done? Are we out of here? We good?
I think we're good to go.
Finito?
I think I got everything off my chest. Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, follow me on Twitch. I will be twitching I don't know what random games. I have a collection of random games. I play a bunch of random games. I don't play one game consecutively. I play a bunch of random games. So
yeah,
it is Slim WITHADOLLASIGN Slim with a dollar sign. And like I said, I just started Twitch, so I don't know what I'll be streaming yet, but I will be doing it a lot. Follow Monty at
King Montington. I will be streaming. Yo, oh, my bad. Alonzo Menifield won last time via eye injury.
Oh, okay.
I said he lost, he won. But anyways, King Montington on Twitch. You know I'm not giving you out my like Facebook and all that shit, so suck a dick.
Okay. Also follow our boy Crooks at CROOKS209X. That is his Twitch name, and he does streams every Sunday, I believe. I believe he fights for the EFL every Sunday, or at least.
He fights.
Well, he does streams all the time.
It's not every Sunday. Okay. It's when he does have a fight, it's on Sundays. Okay. But
so make sure you follow him to figure out when.
He streams from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday through Friday.
Nice.
So you only get 2 hours of Crooks, so get it while you can.
Yeah, so follow him. Make sure you keep up with
also,
him.
Also, shout out to Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, the boy.
We haven't talked to Beta Ray.
No, we have not. No,
should probably
talk to him in a while. Yeah, he said he missed the last few episodes, but he should be catching up now. He's been busy.
When's the last time you talked to Beta Ray?
A couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah, he's been a busy guy. You know what I'm saying?
Feel it.
All right, guys, we're gonna get out of here. This has been A&M MMA episode 55.
That belt is not real.
It's not a real belt.
That's a fake belt. Fake belt.
It's a plexiglass belt.
Get that off my desk.
Get it out.
It's scuffing my desk. Ivanka, I want to touch your butt. I know you're my daughter.
Ivanka, clean this up, please. Ivanka, get the swab.
I would suck your butthole. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Bye, guys.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.